It's Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill, I know that you've been keeping a close eye on those storms for all of us. What's happening now with Marco and then, of course, Laura?
Well, Marco is just about completely dissipated. It's the remnants of it are moving westward very slowly along the Louisiana coast. It's actually out over water. But there's no support in the upper atmosphere at that point, at this point, for any kind of development. So it's eventually going to completely disappear. However, it has left its mark in our area because it brought in a lot of moist air and very humid conditions now that cover our area as well as Mississippi and Alabama and northwest Florida. Right now, we're watching, of course, Laura. Laura is now into the southeastern Gulf, and it looks like it will be developing rapidly here in the next 24 hours and become a hurricane, but not just a simple hurricane. It'll become a major hurricane at landfall, which will occur early on Thursday along the Texas-Louisiana border. And so winds will likely reach upwards of 115 to 120 miles per hour at landfall in the next 24 to 36 hours. Right now, though, it's a tropical storm, and but as it gets into the warmer waters, then that intensification will occur. That storm, or Laura, will also bring in humid air. Now, it's going to go in way to the west of us, and that means we get the southerly wind and all that moisture coming into our area. And that'll be for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And with all that moist air, it means showers and thunderstorms. So today, look for showers and a few thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few scattered showers, upper 70s, so it'll be near 80 degrees for a low tonight. And then tomorrow, a good chance for showers with a high in the upper 80s. And then, as I mentioned, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, good chance for showers and a few thunderstorms. Most of the activity in the afternoon, but we will see showers at any time, nighttime, late afternoon, evening. That's the way it's going to be for several days. And the high temperature over the weekend will be around 90 degrees.
So lots and lots of rain, Dr. Bill. And, you know, it's already been an active hurricane season. I mean, we're already on Storm L. So two questions for you. Laura, this is the first major storm that will be hitting America, I presume. And also, when do we hit the peak of hurricane season?
Yeah, we've got a ways to go yet for the peak. It's not till the middle of September. And after that, we begin the second half of the season. And remain fairly active through September and into October. And I wouldn't be surprised this season, the way things are going, we'll see some activity into November.
Is it true that the Big Ten and the Pac-12 have canceled hurricane season in those parts of the country?
About everything else.
Because of COVID, yeah, right.
But, yeah, we've got two situations here that are going to bring all of this moist, this very humid air in. And it means that we're going to see numerous showers and thunderstorms and all the way through the weekend.
Did the folks at Colorado State finally get it right this year, or am I picking on them when I shouldn't? I know that you're aware of what they did. That's the National Hurricane Center right there in Colorado.
Yeah, this is at Colorado State University,
yeah.
And they've been doing this for a long, long time. Yeah, they have they did forecast an active season. And looking as much as a total of around 23, 24 named storms. And we're on the way toward that number because, as I mentioned, we got a long way to go for this hurricane season.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bill.
Okay, Dan.